Holy Spirit is always on the job, but we don't always comprehend what he's doing. And sometimes it takes a little bit of time for us to catch on. Anybody got a relation there? I want to take you to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 tonight. And attempt to give you a little bit of insight . And everybody probably knows this particular verse by heart. And I want to kind of give you a little bit of understanding. Verse 1 says, "As for myself," I'm going to be using the Amplified, "brethren, I came to you, I did not come proclaiming to you the testimony and evidence of mystery or secret of God concerning what he has done through Christ for the salvation of men. In lofty words of eloquence or human philosophy and wisdom." I kind of want to give that to you as an awareness that it's not the show-offs that are going to be gaining anything from God. We have a lot of different people that think that they can educate themselves, become eloquent in their speaking, etc., etc. And you've got to remember that St. Paul was trained in those things. And now he's saying, "I'm not coming to you under that anointing." Because he did live under that anointing. He was taught by the best of speakers, by the best of teachers. So he had an incredible amount of degrees, if you wish. If you were living in this day, he'd be probably talking to you from several languages. I think he spoke something like 7 eloquent languages. But he's not coming under that anointing. Verse 2, "I resolve to know nothing, to be acquainted with nothing, to make a display of the knowledge of nothing, to be conscious of nothing among you, except Jesus Christ the Messiah and him crucified." So his focus is on the crucifixion. And in parentheses it says, "passed into a state of weakness and was in fear and dread and great trembling after I had come among you." Why? Because he knows they were aware of his ability to persecute the saints. Okay? "And my language and my message were not set forth in persuasive, enticing, or plausible words of wisdom, but they were in demonstrations of the Holy Spirit's power. That is a proof by the Spirit and power of God, operating on me and stirring in the minds of my hearers the most holy emotions and thus persuading them." So in other words, he's not using eloquence, he's not using his knowledge, he's using the Holy Spirit's power as proof of who he is and what he is. Verse 5 says, "so that your faith might not rest on the wisdom of men, human philosophy, but in the power of God." So when I trust the power of God using me, I'm going to effectually change your life. Because it's God's Holy Spirit that's going to impact you, not some kind of training by men. Now, there's nothing wrong with training by men. I'm not criticizing those who are there. That's their business. Verse 6. "Yet when we are among the full grown..." Now, what does that mean? It means spiritually mature Christians who are ripe in understanding. "We do impart a higher wisdom, that is the knowledge of the divine plan previously hidden. But it is indeed not a wisdom of this present age, nor of this world, or of the leaders and rulers of this age who are being brought to nothing and are doomed to pass away. Who is he talking about? He's not talking about just the spiritual forces. He's talking about those that have a degree in their own awareness of how high and mighty they are, and God's just going to let them fall away. And some of them will die. That's what he's saying. Okay? Verse 7. But rather we are setting forth, what we are setting forth is a wisdom of God, once hidden from the human understanding, and now revealed to us by God. Did you hear that? If you don't have a circle around now, it's time you put one. It's now revealed to us by God. That wisdom which God devised and decreed before the ages for a glorification, that is to lift up into the glory of his presence. None of the rulers of this age or world perceived and recognized and understood this. For if they had, they would never have crucified the Lord of glory. Get a clue. The Holy Spirit, when he decides to manifest, is going to shake your brains until you have nothing left except dust. He really will. He's going to let all your carnal ideas, I'm telling you, they'll grow along with your humility. And then you're going to have an opportunity for a house fire. And I pray only the chaff burns. That's my prayer. So you remember, he's going to set up our glorification. Verse 9. On the contrary, as the scripture says, what eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and has not entered into the hearts of man, all that God has prepared, made, and keeps ready for those who love him. Now everybody knows that scripture. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard. But watch the next part. Yet to us, God has unveiled and revealed them by and through his Spirit. For the Holy Spirit searches diligently, exploring and examining everything, even sounding the profound and the bottomless things of God, the divine counsel and the things hidden and beyond man's scrutiny. Did you hear that? Again, if you don't have a circle on number 10, I suggest you put one. Yet to us God has unveiled. See, everybody wants to keep you in a mystery level. This takes all the mysteries out. It takes every mystery and makes it plain by the Holy Ghost to know that you can really understand who you are, and what you're going to become. Instead of everything, oh, I wonder what God's going to do with me. He's going to make you mature. Verse 6, yet when we are among the full-grown, spiritually mature Christians, we who are ripe in understanding, we do impart a higher wisdom. The plan of God is way, way beyond what your brain can handle. I got news for you. This little box will never be able to contain it. But this little box, which is your spirit man, not your head, your heart, the real man, the real woman of God is inside. And that little box, that Holy Spirit is able, because of the Holy Spirit inside of your spirit, to really bring you to an awareness of all the things he's prepared for us. And he'll shake your tree until all the garbage falls off. And only good fruit will remain. Verse 11. For what person perceives, knows, and understands what passes through a man's thought except the man's own spirit within him? Just so no one discerns. So no one discerns, comes to know and comprehend the thoughts of God, except the Spirit of God. I want you to again put a circle around the word discerns. Most Christians don't understand discernment. It's done by revelation. It's not done by rehearsing and trying to figure out who did what. Look at it again. For what person perceives and knows and understands what passes through a man's thoughts, except a man's own spirit within him? So no one discerns the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. So when you want to know something that's going on about somebody else, check in with the Holy Ghost. He's the one that knows what's going on in their hearts. You can't perceive it. You couldn't possibly conceive it. The only one that can see the inside of everybody's heart is the Holy Spirit. And when you trust the Holy Spirit, if He has something for you to know about that individual, He will reveal it to you as long as you have a heart to intercede for them, not to judge or condemn them. I remember one time I was very angry with my dad, and the Lord said, if you only knew why he is the way he is. And I said, God, please tell me. And He says, he's broken. He's broken. Something inside of him needs to be healed. And guess who was the anointed vessel to intercede for him? You got it. It was me. I will truly tell you, I didn't want the job. But when God gives you a job, you what? Yes, Lord. I can do this. I don't want to do it with my brain. Because guess what? My brain was loaded with what? Information. Recollection of the praise and wrong spirits that were obviously working in there. The wrong kind of praise. Got it? But God said, it's your job. I anointed you. So much for my skinny brain, right? Verse 12. Again, now. Now is very important. We have not received the Spirit that belongs to the world, but the Holy Spirit who is from God, given to us that we might realize and comprehend and appreciate the gifts of divine favor and blessings so freely and lavishly bestowed on us by God. What a victory. What a victory we have. Verse 13. And we are setting these truths forth in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Holy Spirit, combining and interpreting spiritual truths with spiritual language to those who possess the Holy Spirit. There's another mouthful. When you realize that the Holy Spirit is able to teach you and counsel you on every level, spirit, soul, and body, so that you can be victorious with whomever you're dealing with. As long as you don't have a heart full of judgment and criticalness. And that includes against yourself. Did you hear me? Say, I'm off the hook. Look at your neighbor. Say, I'm off the hook. The blood of Jesus has washed me clean. I'm a new creation. And I'm going to live like one. I'm going to act like one. I'm even going to react like one. The old is dead. The old is crucified with Christ. The new is coming to life. Even as I speak. Now. Hallelujah. Not next week, now. Divine favor is mine. Yeah. Verse 13. I want to repeat this because, you know, you've got to remember you possess the Holy Spirit. And we are setting these truths forth in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Holy Spirit, combining and interpreting spiritual truths with spiritual language to those who possess the Holy Spirit. And you know what? I was talking to somebody this morning, and they have seen an entire church fall apart and watched it in 2 years. The whole church has gone completely boom, folded in upon itself. Why? Because they decided to take a course as a church to learn how to heal themselves. And guess what? The Holy Spirit just said, have a good time. Educate yourself. Go ahead. Guess who went on the throne? The Holy Ghost left, and the throne was occupied by man or woman. And I'm not knowing. I don't know. I don't want to know who the boss is. But I know this. It's not the Lord. And this confirms it. When the Holy Ghost is in charge, you know, you're going to be searching all the time. What do you want, Lord? When do you want it? How do you want it? Do you want it now? Do you want it next week? Do you want this word? Do you want that word? What do you want? And there were times he's told me, all you have to do is open your mouth. I'll fill it. So look at your neighbor. Say, get ready. One of these days, God's going to say, just open your mouth. And I'll fill it with so much love, so much wisdom. You'll baffle the wise. Hallelujah. I think you got it. You've got it. Take it home. Read the rest of the chapter. Get deeper into it if you need to. But be aware. It's not by human reasoning that you're going to get anywhere. It's by revelation. Close your eyes. Father, I thank you that they have received, and now I ask that your Holy Spirit confirm with signs and wonders in the days ahead what you have really done tonight. In Jesus' name.